Hello and welcome to another episode of Welcome to the Future. I'm Charles Firth, and today we've got a very special guest, Mark Humphreys.
Oh, hello. Am I coming from the future? Is this Mark Humphreys in the future?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
I've already explained the premise of this podcast to you.
Oh, but you've explained it to listeners. I didn't listen to the show. That's the problem.
Well, but the premise is that we look at high-tech gadgets and we sort of go to the future. We envisage what is going to happen in the future by looking at all the amazing technology that is out there, right? And today, let's just go to an air break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mark, are you someone who's keen on the future?
I think it's looking increasingly bleak, but I believe technology will be the answer. So I'm hoping that you've got some devices here that are going to make the future pretty radical. Is that what you got?
Okay. So what is the one worst thing about public transport, and in particular trams? What is, if you had to envisage the tram of the future, what is the thing that you would want to solve about them?
I think it'd have no passengers. I think that'd be the that's my dream tram.
So you like the Sydney trams?
Is it some sort of an anti-BO device? Is that what it is? Is it something that it immediately spritzes people as soon as they come on?
So just to be clear, like the technologies have to be possible. Like,
we can't actually solve things like
that people exist. And I know that you're in a sort of depressive state, Mark.
Thank you.
And you don't like other people.
Sure.
But, yeah, I think you've got to assume that people will still exist in the future. Yeah.
All right. So keeping that in mind.
Yeah, keep bearing that in mind.
That people have to be on public transport. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And that's the point of public transport, yeah.
All right. Okay. So these are trams that don't run over people?
Okay. So anyway, I think the answer that you were thinking of, yes, but probably just not saying because it was too amazing and you just couldn't...
I couldn't dare to dream.
You couldn't dare to dream is the fact that they have to stop at every fucking traffic light.
Yes.
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 Okay, agreed.
Okay.
So how do we get around that?
So guess what?
I can't imagine.
In Perth, they've decided that the next tram line that they build is going to stop that problem. And guess how they're going to do it?
Just get rid of all the traffic lights. Is that what?
That would have been a better idea. But yeah, especially as actually, I'll just explain to you. So they're building a new tram line in Perth. They're going to take out some massive freeway for 18 months while they build it.
Right.
So they said along the route that they're building it, the traffic is going to take half an hour longer in the morning because it's going to extend for 18 months, right? But it will be worth it because at the end of it, there will be a tram that is fitted with Bluetooth. That is honestly true. It's a tram with Bluetooth, and the Bluetooth will be able to talk to the traffic lights. It'll be able, you know how Bluetooth always seamlessly syncs with everything that goes near? So every time it goes near a traffic light, and it'll be able to, you know, talk to the traffic light and say, hey, I'm a tram, give me priority access.
Yeah, right.
And then the lights will change and it'll just go straight through.
This is amazing. I love the idea that actually the technology would have been my idea and that they've shut down the major freeway for 18 months so that there'd be less BO.
Yeah, in some ways everyone's a winner here. You're sort of less people on public transport works and then I get the Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Yeah. Fantastic. And so this idea.
So can you see any flaws with this particular solution?
So we're operating on the assumption that Bluetooth always works. Is that that's the first assumption?
Look, we've got to be realistic about the future. You can't just make Bluetooth work. Like, long-term listeners of this podcast will realise that Bluetooth is very much part of our future. Mm-hmm. I think we all agree that everything should have Bluetooth in it.
Yeah.
But whether it works, I think that's a bit of a stretch. Dare to dream. Yeah.
That's what this podcast is all about.
What interests me is, like, I can't see how it will work very well because Bluetooth requires proximity, right?
Right, yes.
But you've got to be within about 5 metres for it to work.
From our experience, yes.
Yes, absolutely. So, and it'll be going, like, so the tram, so where will the Bluetooth transponder be? Will it be on the traffic lights, in which case it'll take half an hour to sync with the traffic light. like it'll be just stuck at each traffic light. Going, I'm here. Oh, sorry, I just got to, can you just turn the Bluetooth on and then off again?
I have a vision of the driver coming out of his car, just holding his phone up. just bear with me. Hold on. Yeah, hang on. I think I feel, okay. All right. Can everyone just turn off their Bluetooth? I don't know if that will help.
But the other thing that immediately struck me was, won't, you know, all those coders who not enjoy a lark, you know, like all those sort of hackers.
Oh, yes.
Won't they just immediately hack the Bluetooth system and work out how to make it work for them and then walk along with their own, like, and put in their own car a Bluetooth? Like, if it works.
Oh, of course.
Why don't they just hack it?
To override it yourself. Yes. Yeah. Permanent green lights for you. Yes. I can see in your mind you're still early chaser prank mode of, like, how would I ruin this? So, yes, I think
it's... And it doesn't need to be ruined. It's got Bluetooth in it. It's already done.
Amazing. Well, isn't the future amazing?
Yes. Okay. So next product, Mark.
This better involve Bluetooth.
It's pretty much, that is the premise of this podcast. Premise. Just not to spoil anything.
Okay.
Okay. So, and we've covered this style of product before, but this one's better than previous versions of it, right? What is a fitness item that requires Bluetooth that doesn't, well, actually does, I mean, there are, actually, well, they, yep. Okay. So, Name something that you use for fitness that would be better if it had Bluetooth in it.
Oh, God. Okay. Can we have Bluetooth in our shoes? Can we have Bluetooth in our shoes?
Oh, yeah. We've covered that.
I think
Nike have a range.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. Well, obviously, you've already got the watches. Yeah. You've got your, that's fine. I mean, can... a headband, maybe a headband with Bluetooth.
Ooh, I like that. Yes. And what would it do?
Well, basically it tells you what the sweat level it currently is.
You need that.
And whether you need to give it a quick squeeze.
And then it could sync. It could sync with your Android, but not iPhone. That's how it would work, wouldn't it? Like, if you've got a Huawei phone, it can tell you how much sweat you have. It doesn't quite work with the iOS app.
I love that we're creating a piece, an invention. It could be anything, and we're already talking about its shortcomings. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah. Even though this is a fantasy piece of technology, it will not be iOS compatible.
Well, you're wrong, Mark, because that's not the piece of technology that I'm talking about. I'm talking about skipping ropes.
Oh.
Yes. So about a year ago we reviewed some on this podcast, and that was just a normal skipping rope, but it had Bluetooth in its handle and it just counted the number of skips. And as I've pointed out on this podcast, it is incredibly important that you have Bluetooth in all these sorts of fitness sort of things, because what if you're stuck at a dinner party? And you go to lots of dinner parties, don't you?
Of course.
You?
Yeah. Please, I'm in show business.
And somebody says to you, hey, you know, it's May or June now. How many skips did you make back in February, like, say, on the 12th of February?
This is quite a dinner party.
And And you'd just be embarrassed, right? Because you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't have a clue.
Whereas now, with Bluetooth skipping ropes, you can go, hold on, I'll just find out. I did 120 skips that day.
Brilliant.
And same with number of steps. I mean, all this stuff is now logged. So you don't get embarrassed. I mean, same with smart water bottles. You can say, look, back in July last year, I was drinking 1.73 litres of water per day.
My goodness, what I love about this piece of technology is it's a great conversation starter and ender.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we reviewed one about it a year ago. But to me, that was just a skipping rope that counted the number of skips, right? Mm. This one has dared to dream, right, which is what they've done is they've eliminated, I think, the one flaw with the skipping rope, which is the rope part, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a cordless skipping rope. So what it is it's just two handles and just a slight, a little bit of rope out, like maybe like sort of 15 centimetres of rope out of each side. And then you don't, and then it solves the problem of
you'll never trip over it.
You'll never trip over it.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
So, yes. Don't you think?
That's extraordinary.
Yes.
So as long because yes, that's it. As long as you just lifting your feet the bare minimum above the ground. That's all that we want.
No, exactly.
That's it.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Yes, that's fantastic. I had a brief period where I didn't have a skipping rope and I went, well, what is skipping? It's ultimately just jumping. Yes. So if I just jump for a bit, will that work? It's very hard to maintain the enthusiasm. You kind of need that.
You need that
visual of the thing to kind of jump through. So I'll be interested to see if this could work.
I think judging by the fitness of the people who showed off online, it doesn't work. But it does sync to your phone. You can update your health app with the number of things. So you don't run into that dinner party problem.
And it can stop a tram within 5 metres.
Yeah.
But that's thrilling. Well, the magic of Bluetooth.
Yeah.
But no, I think that's because I had an analog skipping rope.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Yes.
Gosh, but that's old school.
I know.
Did you have to explain to your kids what it was?
It's this sort of weird relic along with a cassette player. And so but it had a counter built into it. That you could reset, and it was almost like a clock.
Yes.
That was thrilling. So the idea that it could be digitized, I would never have dared to dream.
Yeah. And did you have to take it along to dinner parties?
Of course.
So you could sort of
remember
how many.
What would a dinner party be without a skipping rope? So I brought enough for the whole table.
Okay. So final product.
Which again may involve Bluetooth. The suspense is killing me.
So what is the one problem?
I love the way you frame this.
In your face when you're eating spaghetti.
Oh, okay. It's when the other dog is also taking a bite of the same piece of spaghetti and you end up making out with the dog. Is that what it is? No?
What?
Lady in the Tramp.
Oh, right.
Jesus, the blank stare. My goodness. Okay. I'd say cut that, but no, leave that in. I want people to hear that.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with the sauce getting all, slurping it up?
Oh, look, potentially.
Is that? But
no. The actual thing, the main problem is having, you put your fork in.
Yeah.
You got to twist it around.
Twist it around. Oh. Is this an automatic twister?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You dared to dream, Mark.
Yes. Using Bluetooth?
Yeah, using Bluetooth.
Yes.
It's got Bluetooth built in. I'll show you. Have a look at it. Fucking amazing.
Here we go. Oh, she is from the future.
Yeah. So just to give people who can't see us, who are listening, it's a woman who is sitting there looking at a pool that turns around automatically.
Yeah.
It's not really much more visuals she's quite good looking. Yes, woman.
The Roman Empire would still be in power today if they'd had a
And the good thing about this is it does sync with your Bluetooth and tells you how many times you've twisted around. It doesn't have any Bluetooth, yeah. Mark. I was lying.
Oh, there's no Bluetooth.
There's no Bluetooth.
Oh, golly. Well, still, our brains aren't big enough to comprehend the technology that goes into a spinning fork. Mm. So I'd rather not know how they do it.
I think probably it's one of those things where version one doesn't have Bluetooth. You want to be able to ship something. They've probably been working on it for 5 years.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, how do we get this fork to rotate?
Yes.
Version two is when you do things like add notifications and Bluetooth.
Now, would I be correct in assuming you're still going to have to press the fork with the spaghetti into a spoon?
Yeah, yes. Unfortunately.
Yes, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mind you, we have reviewed Bluetooth spoons before.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they do exist. So, I mean, maybe the point is, maybe that's version three where you can sync your fork with your spoon.
I'm now imagining some weird version of Crocodile Dundee of that's not a fork, and then he holds up a spinning fork.
And then he goes, oh, fuck, it hasn't sunk.
And suddenly a tram stops somewhere. What the hell happened there?
Yeah, you can sink your fork with the tram, and
that's all we've ever dreamed of, really.
Okay.
Well, there we are. We dared to dream.
Mark, what do you think? Are you going to now become a subscriber to Welcome to the Future podcast?
Oh, I think it's no.
Will you ever be coming back?
I'll come back to the podcast. That's it. Just to take advantage of the Wi-Fi that you've got going on here. But it's wonderful to be here, Charles. And I'll be back.
That was another episode of Welcome to the Future. Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Iconoclast Network. Catch you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.